It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, DQ, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, The Salvation Army, and Studio West Boutique. Now live with the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show, here's the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Hallworth.
Thanks, Matt. Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to Bomber Stadium, the kickoff of the 2017 season and, well, the renewal of one of the oldest rivalries in Arkansas. It's Mountain Home and Harrison tonight. Beautiful night for football here at Bomber Stadium in the new turf. And you couldn't ask for a better matchup, Mountain Home and Harrison. High expectations for both these ball clubs as Harrison team goes 8-3 last year. And they've got 14 starters back. Mountain Home finishes 4-7. Of course, you remember they got hot at the end of the year. They won four of their last five regular season games. And they've got 16 starters back from last year's ball club. This is a key test for both of these teams tonight. Harrison has won the last four matchups. Mountain Home trying to stop that trend here this evening. Glad to have you with us. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a packed house by the time we're done here this evening. A lot of folks already here on both sides, and we're going to wind up with standing room only by the time we're done with this one here this evening. A lot of folks. Still plenty of time for you to come out and get here and join us. We've still got about 25 minutes till this one kicks off, the Bombers and the Goblins. We'll have more from Bomber Stadium coming up in just a little bit here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm Agency on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. Each week, the Player of the Week will be spotlighted for their performance in the previous week's game. At James Boyette State Farm Agency, they strive to assist their customers in managing the risks of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected, and realizing their dreams. That's James Boyette State Farm Agency, Highway 62 east in Mountain Home.
Knox Orthopedics at Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our five Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
This is Lily Higley. I want to thank you so much for your donations to the Salvation Army Summer Camp, Camp Pardo Hills. Your generous donation helped send 50 kids from Mountain Home to our week-long summer camp in Oklahoma. We had a great time meeting new friends, hiking, swimming, singing camp songs, and learning about Jesus. Thank you again for your generous donations to the Salvation Army. You helped to make my summer camp great and amazing, and I'll never forget it.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium as we approach kickoff about 21 minutes away as the Bombers get set to take on the Harrison Goblins. Well, searched again this year and couldn't find anybody else to take the job, so Bob Bird is with us once again this year.
Yeah. By default, you know, I get a call, you know, what, 3 days ago.
You know, I gave you more notice this year than ever.
Couldn't find anybody else. Could you show up Friday night? I'm not sure I'll need you the second week, but could you be there Friday night?
Still looking. I tell you what, when you talk about rivalries in the state of Arkansas, it doesn't get much better than Mountain Home and Harrison, does it?
It doesn't. You know, every school's got a rivalry. You know, this one is struggled to maintain a rivalry once we got out of the conference, but still, right, it is a rivalry because we just don't have a natural rival anywhere else. It doesn't seem like, and Harrison is just the school that, or the place that west of us that you just don't like very much, and they feel the same way. It's not a bad thing. It's just, you know, in any school, there's going to be a rival, whether it be a crosstown high school or somebody that's near to them. And you don't wish them anything bad. You just hope they don't play well the night you play.
Well, you mentioned it hasn't been much of a rival. You look at the series. Harrison has won 50 games, Mountain Home 17, and there's been three ties. And that doesn't speak well of a rivalry right there.
It's a one-sided rivalry. Yes, is what that is. You know, I think sometimes we on this side think it's more of a rivalry sometimes than they do. You know, one of the newspapers, the infamous Rich Sanders, said to be a rivalry, somebody's got to win on the other side once in a while. Said that years ago. And, you know, as much as I dislike that, that's probably a true statement.
Yep.
You know, we need to look and see, and we need to play well and compete and win this one.
Joel Wells in his third year now. I've got second there. I didn't change that. Third year as head coach here at Harrison. He's from the area. He was born and raised early on in Marshall. When he was 10, they moved to Aurora, Missouri. So he's back near his original hometown. He has done a great job of real building some programs,
Boy,
Bob.
He has had good success everywhere he's gone. You know, 4 years at Springfield Kickapoo, losing season before he got there, he went 30-14. 3 years at Liberty in Kansas City, 10 wins in 5 years. He went 7-3 and 8-3. Then the school split. 7 years at Nixa, which is a basketball school, and he went 56-17 there.
Wow.
That's an amazing stat
that
to
is.
Me right there
yep.
in that area. 3 years at Worcester, Missouri is 26-7. You know, 11 years at Castle Four as an assistant, 7 a head coach. So his record pretty well speaks for itself, yep. the success he's had. And, you know, we could see the trends they were making last year in progress as far as getting better than they were under the previous coach.
Right.
You know, fundamentally and scheme-wise, I thought they were better.
He, of course, replaced Chad Harbison, who was there for 4 years, and Harbison replaced Tommy Tice, who spent, of course, 29 years at Harrison. I never forget many years ago interviewing Tommy and talking about the rivalry. And he said when they hired him, they said, "Coach, as long as you beat Mountain Home, everything else is good."
Well, you know,
at that point, it was the conference game. It meant a lot, didn't it?
It was. You know, when I moved up here coaching in 84 or whatever, you know, when I first time I talked to him, we were talking about scheduling. He said, I you know, last year we played the last game of the year, and, you know, I don't like to do that because if we get beat, I hear about it all year long.
Yeah.
I'd rather play early in the year and people talk about something else all year long.
Let's talk about what Harrison likes to do. This is a run a multiple offense and no huddle, which they did last year, but he's wanting to pick it up even more this year.
He's wanting to speed it up, and the more you get into a system, the more accustomed you get to it, the quicker you can go, and that's what he's trying to do. And, you know, from our perspective, that's not something we like to see. We you know, we want the game to be short and quick, and he wants to run a lot of plays and drag it out with incomplete passes and complete passes. And, you know, the key to the thing is for us to keep the ball away from them, as it is every year.
Yep.
Don't let them get that pace going. You know, you have to interrupt them, break that timing up, and, you know, sometimes that's with a big play, a penalty, or something like that.
This is a team that's led by their senior quarterback, Noah Dittmason, an All-Stater from last year. He passed for 640 yards, 9 touchdowns, ran for 520 and 7 touchdowns, and that was in a two-quarterback system. He had an outstanding year last year. They've got three All-State players back, Dittmason, inside linebacker Mason Martin, and wide receiver Daniel McCormick. So this is a very good ball club.
You know, if you put any stock in the Hoots book, when you read it, when they pick the best backfield, best line, whatever, in 5A, Harrison was picked to have the best offensive backfield. So that tells you something right there.
Yes, it does. This is a defense too, Bob. I want to talk about this when we come back. We've got the anthem going on. So tell you what, we're going to take a break. We'll let Matt do our studio report, talk about some of the games in the conference and around the state tonight, and we'll talk more about this matchup coming up here in just a little bit. We're about 16 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers and the Goblins coming up here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the James Boyette State Farm pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette State Farm Agency on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. Each week, the Player of the Week will be spotlighted for their performance in the previous week's game. At James Boyette State Farm Agency, they strive to assist their customers in managing the risks of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected, and realizing their dreams. That's James Boyette State Farm Agency, Highway 62 east in Mountain Home.
There is nothing that cannot be accomplished through cooperation. From working with new or existing companies to working with government leaders, we help our communities grow and prosper. Your local electric co-op provides leadership to ensure that your rates are among the lowest in the nation. Affordable, reliable, and responsible power attracts and sustains local economies. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Riding a motorcycle isn't just about what you ride, how you look, or your destination. It's about freedom and adventure. Once you start, it becomes a part of who you are. It gets in your blood. But a word of caution. If you dilute your blood with alcohol and get on your bike, well, you've lost it. Because that's not riding. That's just being stupid. Alcohol slows your reflexes and coordination, and police notice these things. So remember why you ride, because if you don't ride sober, you will.
And we welcome you back to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp joining you with a Classic Hits 101.7 studio report as Mountain Home is getting ready to open the season tonight at Bomber Stadium against the Goblins of Harrison. Let's take a look at what else is going on around the state and the area. First off, in the 6A East, there's already one game that was played. It was played last night. Jonesboro, who is ranked number 9 overall in the state, number 2 in Class 6A, defeated the third-ranked team in Class 5A, Batesville, last night, 46-21. The game was played on the at Centennial Bank Stadium on the campus of Arkansas State University. Also tonight, Searcy will be at Valley View. The game's in the city of Jonesboro. Valley View is part of the Jonesboro city limits. Also tonight, Jacksonville will be going to Little Rock to face Mills. Little Rock Hall will stay in the city, even though they'll be the road team to play J.A. Fair. Pine Bluff, who is ranked number 3 in Class 6A, will be at home against Cabot tonight. Marion will play host to Wynn, who is ranked 2nd in Class 5A, and West Memphis will be at Forest City this evening. On the local level, Yellow Summit is also under new leadership, just as Mountain Home is this season. They'll be under the guidance of Lucas Morris, as they'll be at home at Panther Field, taking on the Eagles of Paris tonight. Also this evening, Salem will be playing at Mountain View. Melbourne will host Corning. Marshall's at home against Hector. West Plains hosts Springfield Glendale. Hollister is at Logan Rogersville. Forsyth will play at Lockwood. Branson is at home against Carthage. And Ava will be at Mountain Grove. In the Arkansas Associated Press Top 10 games that we have yet to mention, number 1, Harbor will be at Fort Smith Southside tonight. Second-ranked Fayetteville, they're actually tied for a second with Bryant. The Purple Dogs will be in Missouri to face Blue Springs. Fourth-ranked North Little Rock will be at Maumelle tonight. Number 5, Greenwood, who is also number 1 in Class 6A, will be hosting number 10, Fort Smith Northside. That's the only matchup of top 10 teams tonight. Number 6, Bentonville, will be in Missouri tonight. They'll be in Kansas City, actually, to take on Rockhurst. Number 7, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 5A, will also be out of state. They'll be playing Sand Springs Page, Oklahoma. Number 8, Bentonville West, will host a prior Oklahoma tonight. And there is one game in the top 10 that is being played tomorrow. We mentioned Bryant is tied with Fayetteville for that number 2 spot. They'll be playing in the Salt Bowl tomorrow at War Memorial Stadium down in Little Rock, as they'll be facing the number 5 team in Class 6A and their biggest rival, Benton. In the Class 6A top 5 games that I have yet to mention, there's only one that I haven't mentioned. That is number 4 El Dorado playing at Camden Fairview tonight. And also Class 5A top 5, the only games I haven't mentioned are the games that have already been played earlier this week. Tuesday night it was number 4 Alma over Van Buren by a score of 21-14. And number 5, Little Rock Christian, beat the number 1 team in Class 4A, Warren, at War Memorial Stadium down in Little Rock. That score was 43-28 on Tuesday night. The Class 4A top 5 games that I have yet to mention, 3 of them have already been played. Number 3, P. Ridge, defeated Hamburg Monday night on the campus of UCA 50-30. They're actually playing again tonight, so they're playing twice in 1 week. They won't be playing in week 2, but P. Ridge will be at Boonville this evening. Number 4, Joe T. Robinson played at War Memorial Stadium Monday in Little Rock and defeated Hot Springs Lakeside by a score of 40-21. And Tuesday night, it was number 5, Prairie Grove over Farmington, 36-13. Prairie Grove's actually tied for that number 5 spot with Stuttgart. The games tonight, number 2, Nashville will be at home against Hope. And as we just mentioned, Stuttgart, the Rice Birds will entertain Arkadelphia this evening. Class 3A top 5, 2 games already played earlier this week, both on Tuesday night. Number 1, Prescott defeated Hampton 30-6. That was on the campus of Southern Arkansas University down in Magnolia. And also number 2, Charleston was a 29-23 winner over Dardanelle. Tonight it'll be number 3, Junction City hosting Bearden. 4th-ranked Harding Academy will be at home against Highland. And number 5, Rivercrest will entertain Paragould. And in the Class 2A top 5, number 1, Mount Ida, will be at Magazine this evening. 2nd-ranked Ryzen is at Fordyce, and number 5, Desark will be at Bald Knob. 2 games have already been played earlier this week. Tuesday night, number 3, Camden Harmony Grove lost to Smackover by a score of 14-6. That was on the SAU campus down in Magnolia. And Monday night, number 4, Danville fell to Conway Christian 35-12. That game was played again Monday night at UCA. That's a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We will get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment as we will continue previewing tonight's broadcast of Mountain Home and Harrison. You are listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyett pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you suffer chronic pain but don't know where to turn for help? Interventional pain management can help. Doctors Chapman, Kraft, and Tilley are pain management physicians specializing in non-surgical management of chronic pain. Whether you suffer neck pain, back pain, neuropathy, or arthritis pains, there is help out there. New patients are being accepted in Mountain Home and Harrison locations today. Call 508-5900 for more information.
Interventional pain management is a department of Baxter Regional Medical Center.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
You're listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyett pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, we're about 7 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers and Harrison to open the season. Bob, before the break, we talked about the Harrison offense. We're going to pick things up with that no huddle this year. Defensively, they play a little different defense than you see in high school. I know the Seahawks like to play this 4-2-5 in the pros. You don't see a whole lot of it in the high school ranks.
No, you don't. And I think a lot of that is dictated by the competition you play. You know, when you play a 4-2-5, you basically take a linebacker off and put another defensive back out there. But, you know, in high school, there's not that much difference between a strong safety and a linebacker. Most times they're the same size, so it gives you a little bit more freedom to line people up wherever you want to and gives you another defensive back on the field to play against the spread teams. Against us, I would think they'd walk those safeties up, and we'll see kind of a 4-4-2 look, something like that, 4-4-3. You know, it just depends on what formation we come out in, and we were very vanilla the other night. So, you know, we may come out and shotgun spread with 12 receivers tonight.
Never know. Well, obviously, one of the keys to any game is hanging on to the football, but you look at the last two games these teams have played. Last year, Mountain Home lost 21-13 with 6 turnovers. Mm-hmm. The year before, they got beat 42-21 with 5 turnovers. Turnover 11 times in 2 games. You're not going to win.
No, you're not. You know, part of this, you know, in the offense that we run, and you know, to the kids' benefit, this was their first game last year running the option look like we've
right.
done. And you can understand the turnovers. You hope you don't have that many, but you can kind of understand that the first game that you, the first time you see game type competition on the other side. You know, you can't turn the ball over and lose it that many times and hope to win in the game that we do. You know, we're ball control. We need to clock up and shorten the game time. If you give them a short field or make mistakes or give them 2 or 3 extra possessions, then you're going to be in trouble.
3 years ago, Harrison won 61-21. And, boy, that was such a wild start because Harrison was up 21-0 before Mountain Home ever ran a play. They scored on their first possession. Then back-to-back onside kicks they recovered and turned into touchdowns. They racked up 532 yards of offense that night. 4 years ago, they won 44-7. They scored in 3 plays. Mountain Home scored their first possession, and then Harrison reeled off 37 unanswered. So they won the last 4 in this series.
You know, I've not seen it happen many times where a good defense didn't stop a good offense.
Right.
You know, the majority of the time, and that's where it all starts, is with your defense. You know, you've got to be good on the defensive side, especially when you play a spread team. But they're going to score 60 points. They're just, you know, you can't blame them for that.
That's exactly right. We'll take one more break here, come back, have another segment of our pregame, and we're just about 4 minutes away from kicking it off. The Bombers and the Goblins coming up here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll be back with more of the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show in a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
The State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're about a couple minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers and the Goblins tonight. And Bob Bird, of course, joining me for the broadcast. I'm Brad Hallworth. The Bombers about set to come on the field. Bob, this is the atmosphere that is perfect for high school football. Weather, fans, band, everything.
You couldn't draw it up any better than what it is right now when the Bombers come on the field. And it's the first game of the season. Everybody's hopes are way up high. The crowd is here. You know, it's an amazing feeling for those young kids running onto the field, whether you're from Mountain Home or Harrison. Just the atmosphere is unforgettable.
It's going to be a lot of fun. A great matchup. The Bombers finishing last year 4-7. The Goblins 8-3, both with a lot of returning starters. High expectations on both sides here tonight. We'll kick it off in just a moment. Bombers and Goblins next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Moms and dads, listen up. After a long day, making dinner for the family is the last thing on your mind. But DQ and Mountain Home has a plan. Every Sunday and Wednesday starting at 4 p.m., kids 12 and under eat free with the purchase of a regular combo meal. DQ takes the stress out of deciding what to cook, and they save you money. It's a win-win, and it's only available at DQ and Mountain Home Wednesdays and Sunday beginning at 4 p.m. DQ, fan food, not fast food.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Back at Bomber Stadium, the Goblins win the toss. They have deferred, so they will kick to start the ball game.